This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the hell has America ever set a goal that it didn't reach? When has it ever? Name me a time. Name me a time! When America's gone through a crunch and didn't come out stronger on the other side than went in.
Yes, Chris, I just decided that needs to go on the soundboard right next
to... We're changing people's lives!
Name me a time! Oh, poor Joe. He's just... There's not much left up there, so every now and then he has difficulty controlling the volume of his voice! But we did get a sad email. I don't like this. No, I mean, you can email me whatever you want. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. But hey, Jesse, my beloved dog, my best friend, passed on Saturday all of a sudden due to cancer. His name was Leo, 11 years old. He lived a good, relatively long life and did not suffer from pain, but it still hurts so much. I remember the story you told about the man who had his neck chopped and survived. Then he witnessed his pregnant wife murdered by the communists and his village eliminated. You said every day above ground is a good day. I keep repeating this saying, and I do so every time something bad happens. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all you do. Army veteran of 9 years, and I've never felt worse. God bless you, Jesse. Thank you for your service. His name is Yuri. Yuri? Ain't nothing wrong with being devastated about your dog. I've been devastated by many. It's nothing wrong. Dudes do this. See, I'll tell you this. Women are strange, but maybe dudes are stranger, and this is what I mean. When the wife is sad about something, maybe something's really saddened her. I don't know what it is. She'll listen to sad music and then watch a sad movie. Or so she'll just wade into it. I'm sad. Just drown me in sad. If I'm sad, I'm trying to not be that anymore. So I'm turning on a comedy. I'm do something, brighten my day. Maybe the way women do it is healthier. Brother, it's okay to be busted up about your dog. It's okay to be busted up for days about your dog, weeks about your dog. You're going to miss that dog a year from now. That's all right. It's all right. It'll get easier. Head up, all right? You know what you need? I'll tell you in a second. I'm not quite finished yet. I have to get to some more emails. Jesse, the GOP reps that have been elected need to go through a Jesse Kelly month-long boot camp to turn them from losers to winners. It will take too long to get the average voter aware of their stupidity and to make any real changes, so this seems like a viable alternative. Every GOP rep in the Senate and House should be required to attend. At drop-off, they'll be given a year's supply of chalk and a copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. By the end of camp, they'll be able to stand up for their constituents and fight against the modern-day communists. Bonus, You will get to take out some of that frustration you have over their actions or lack thereof and yell at them every day. How much fun would it be to be able to gather these pieces of trash in our party and just chew them out every time they screw us over? Gosh, I would love that. That's one of the best perks of this job, besides the fact that it's not really a job, is now when I say stuff, it gets back to them and their constituents hear it and they'll repeat it back to them. And it really drives them crazy. They hate it. I love that so much. I love having the power to make bad people suffer. Is that bad? Is that bad? The chalk thing and the anti-communist manifesto, that's a good idea. That's a very good idea. Thank you, chalk, for once again. I love that chalk has become the go-to fuel that we want to give to all the low TGOPers. Like, hey, I mean, because how insulting is that? Hey, listen, I can't help but notice from how you conduct yourself that you're low T. All right, You clearly have testosterone problems. I don't know whether you go home and drink pure estrogen every night or what the problem is, but whatever you're doing isn't working. So we need to get you on a male vitality stack from Chalk so you don't kill us all with your weakness. So anyway, go to chalk.com, promo code Jesse, Congressman, because that'll save you 35%. But go get a male vitality stack today. Love that. All right, enough joking. Quit. Modern Adonis Jesse. I hear you talk about chalk all the time. I know you have a fitness goal in mind. I also have a fitness goal. By the way, I don't have a big fitness goal. I'm not a huge fitness freak guy, but I believe in it all the way just because of how it makes me feel. My only goal, for 2023, my goal was 200 workouts this year. So that's not brutal. Oh, I'm on pace right now, Chris. I'm on pace, but I'll have to stay with it. Like when we go to Israel for 10 days, I'll have to be doing push-ups and stuff like that in the hotel room because I can't just ditch for 10 days. Anyway, so yeah, I do have some goals, but a lot of that really anymore is just because of how it makes me feel. And when I feel like whenever I work out, I feel like I'm giving myself an extra year or two with the grandkids. That's all. Anyway, guy goes on to say, I also have a fitness goal. And would like to take this time to thank you and other radio hosts and content creators for giving me the motivation to stay true to it. I've not missed a single gym day so far this year. Even after just a month, I can see improvements in not just my physical health and weightlifting maxes, but my mental health. In today's world, it's almost mandatory to remind people what government is doing to us. We have one choice to make: get fit and healthy or become weak and compromised. Stay strong and buenas tardes. Buenas tardes to you as well. Hey, I'm never going to become Tony Robbins, okay? It's not going to be join CrossFit, but I will tell you, keeping yourself in better physical health really is part of something we should all commit to. And hey, truckers, talking to you here, I know a lot of hours on the road, a lot of sitting down, a lot of gas station food. Hey, I'm sitting right there by it, the Flying J. All right, I got you. Walk across the parking lot. Before you hop back in, you got 10 minutes to walk a couple laps in the parking lot, get some fresh air. All of us. Look, not everyone's going to look like Twisted Steel and sex appeal like me, Chris. But moderate goals. I have a goal. Maybe less Americans should be living paycheck to paycheck. Gosh, this is so sad. 8 million Americans that are making more than $100,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because we brought it up before, but I just want to mention a couple things. One, I know what it's like to be broke. I have been there more than once, sadly. I know what it's like to watch your standard of living go down. I know what it's like to have a conversation with the wife getting off work on Friday. Hey, you want to go out? Let's get some Mexican food with the neighbors this Friday. You know, let's go get some margaritas and some Mexican food. And for you two to sit down and say, you know, we really don't have the money. We don't have an extra $50 to go spend to go drop at a Mexican restaurant. We don't have the money. Let's just stay in. You know, let's go get a couple beers at the gas station. Stay in. I know what that's like. I know. And that's not easy to talk to your friends, right? No, we're not. Kids are sick or something. You always got to make something up. You don't want to tell them we're broke, but I know how it goes. I do hope that with this pain that people are going through, and I'm sorry for what pain you are going through because you didn't do this, but I hope people are aware of why we're here. I hope people are aware that it's government spending that brought us here. Government did this. And very sadly, government did this not just with our consent, they did this with our insistence. We allowed the government and we allowed the media to whip us up into some absurd panic over coronavirus, and we just handed this country over to them. And what's happening now is we're reaping, well, what we sowed. We did this. And I need you to connect these dots. If you supported 15 days to slow the spread, you're part of this. I'm not judging you, but I want people to make the connection. Not you per se, specifically, because I know you already do, but your normie neighbor Norm. He's out there now, and you're getting together, and he makes good living, makes 60, 70 grand a year, 80 grand a year. That's good money. Family of four, a couple used vehicles, dang good life. New shoes on the kids' feet every school year. That's good life. And you guys are getting together on your back porch this Friday, and you're having a couple beers and smoking a brisket or doing whatever, and he starts to complain about prices. Maybe it would be a time to gently remind Norm, Norm, I thought you thought the lockdowns were a good idea. Norm, I remember a month into the lockdowns when you thought it was good and it was safe and that was a good thing. Isn't that what you did? Do I remember that wrong, Norm? That was you, right? That was you, right? Oh, yeah, that was me. Well, Norm, why do you think your dollar is free-falling now? Did you really think that we could just stop a $20 trillion economy and then just start it again whenever and everything would be fine? It is important for people who supported lockdowns to understand that this inflation we're seeing and now the interest rates that go with it with this announcement today.
Today, the FOMC raised our policy interest rate by 25 basis points. We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
It's important for Americans to understand that this is what the response to COVID brought us. This is what the response to COVID. Yes, that's another quarter of a percentage point, Chris. What did you think 0.25 basis points mean? What did you think that meant, Chris? You know what? That's actually a very good point, Chris. Chris said, why can't they just say that instead of basis points? Why can't they just say that? There are a lot of people out there who are stupid like me. I need things explained to me in a much simpler term than that. All right, we're done with this. Now, do Americans get it? Do they understand? Well, maybe, maybe not. I have a headline here. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I love this show. I love you guys. What a fun job. I can't believe I get paid to screw off for a living. I can't believe you enjoy this. I can't believe the show is growing. If you want, you can email me, a world famous author, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I need to reinforce this. I have all your emails of how do I get a signed copy of the book? How do I get a signed copy of the book? The answer to that question is I'm working on it. And this is stuff. Look, I don't know this stuff, so I'm just keeping you posted as we had a big meeting today because yesterday it got available for pre-order because you're ridiculous. I just love you guys. It's already number 57 on Amazon's top 100 book list and rise and climbing. It's not even, you can't even get it until June, but everyone's already ordering it today. So because you're so ridiculous, the publisher is freaking out, excited. We had a talk today about autographed books because I don't know how any of this works. Here's the two ways I think you'll be able to get them so far. I don't need you to do anything right now. I'm just telling you what's going to come in the future. One, there will be a book tour. There was an argument today when that's going to be. I don't know. Is it going to be 2 weeks before the sale? That doesn't make sense because you won't have it yet. So is it going to be the week of when it actually comes out? Well, that might not make sense either. I'd want to be right here doing my show. Are we just going to do 5 cities? Is it going to be 10 cities? I don't know. Wherever we do one of those, there's going to be a big book event. You can bring it out and I'll sign whatever. All right. That's one way. But I realize that doesn't help most people. That's not going to help most of you. Even if you live in that area, what if you're busy? You got wife, husband, kids, obligations, and you can't make it. So I'm working on something else. They brought it up. I didn't know this was a thing. Like, I'm just keeping you abreast of what they told me. Apparently, they have what's called a live signing. I've never heard of this before in my life. And again, they keep bringing up these terms at these meetings that I don't know what they mean. So I had to interrupt everybody, just like 10 people on this call. And I said, I hate to be the guy, that guy, but what's a live signing? Are people watching me sign books? No, they do something like a promotional thing for the book where I will basically interact with you, answer questions or whatever of yours for an hour on camera through some kind of camera. Michael, that would be what, Zoom or something like that? Zoom or Skype or something? No, not every person. They said something about me being sitting here behind the microphone, but on camera and being able to interact with questions people send in. But the only way you could access the live thing is buying a book. But if you bought a book, you would get a signed book that they'll send out. And whatever, I'll keep you posted on everything. Don't worry about it right now. If you get a book, we're going to figure out a way to get signed ones out whenever the times come. All right? And just don't stress that stuff. I'll do whatever I can do, okay? I'm working on it. I don't know the answer to most of these questions because I'm an idiot. Speaking of idiocy, well, you know, pause on this for a moment. I just read that email last segment from the guy who lost his puppy. And if you want to know the truth, I talk to you about rough greens a lot. And I love a lot about rough greens. I love that Dennis Black is a Green Beret, a Ranger. I love that he's a good human being. It's his company. I love the fact that it's all natural. You know, I'm big on natural. I hate big pharma crap. I do. I love that it's natural. And the omega oils and all that other stuff. I love that stuff. The truth is, I like it the most. We give rough greens to my dog, Fred, every day because I don't want him to die. And I know he's still going to die. Even with rough greens, he's going to die. But I feel like, especially with the stories I've heard, I feel like this is giving him years on the back end I wouldn't have otherwise. And that's why. All right? So, look, if you want a free bag to see if your dog has a little more energy, a little healthier, a little shinier, they're giving out free trial bags right now. All you have to do is pay the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. That's R-U-F-F. roughgreens.com/Jesse. Let's all try to get some more years out of our puppies, huh? All right. Now, back to idiocy. Gallup did a poll. They did a big poll on the issues people care about. You know, they're always trying to figure out. All these politicians love these polls. What do people care about? What are the issues people care about? Because remember, you're the tip of the spear. You care about issues that normie Norm doesn't even think about them. He definitely doesn't think they're a big deal. Like me as an example, you know, what are my hot issues? COVID lockdown idiocy and the FBI. That's not the only two things I care about, but those are pretty much my top issues because you don't have a nation if you have a Cheka, if you have a secret state police, and the COVID lockdown stuff exposed tyrants in our midst. But normie Norm does not care about those issues. Your normie neighbor doesn't care about the FBI. Not really. Your normie neighbor is using lines like this when it comes to COVID. I'm just done with it. I'm ready to move on. Okay. That's the same. The same thing applies to you. You care about issues because you understand them. Your normie neighbor doesn't. But maybe there's some hope out there. And this is what I mean. The thing people are most concerned about in the country right now is the government. Now, do I think that all these people have made the connections, the appropriate number of connections between why it's the government? No, of course not. Of course they haven't. But if people are starting to wake up to the fact that the people who run the country, they're the problem with the country, that's a good thing. And there is, we look around at there's bad news all over the place, isn't there? There's always a new bit of bad news. Today it's interest rates and Biden documents and all. There's always new bad news. And we can get ourselves caught up with, well, this sucked today and yesterday sucked. I bet tomorrow sucked. But everything sucks. La, la, everything's just a whole big ball of suck. But the truth is, hard times have a value too, right? There's value in hard times as well. If Americans got so disconnected from their government that they lost sight of how corrupt these people are and what they've done to us, and they needed to be kind of shaken awake, slapped awake a little bit, the government screwing up everything and ruining everything for us might be a good thing in the end. If you think the real problem is Americans won't wake up, and how many times have we argued that? The problem is enough people aren't awake, and now this much pain is waking them up? Maybe it's a good thing. Or maybe it's all a disaster. Speaking of disasters, let's talk about CNN and Haiti. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a lucky little lady in the city of life?
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And let's, you know what sucks? Haiti. No, hear me out. Look, I know no one cares about Haiti right now, but I have to bring this up because I find curses to be fascinating. You've seen the movies, or maybe you believe in them right now, but you've seen the movies. I curse you. I curse this land. I curse this house. I curse your wife. I curse your mom. I curse your dog. I curse. I'm calling down a curse on you. It always kind of sounds dumb, right? I don't really know what they're saying, but what if Haiti is a cursed place? Now, wrap your mind around this. There's been a ton of really, really brutal slavery throughout history. So I don't want to be myopic here and act like the slavery that took place in this Western hemisphere with African slaves was somehow the worst slavery of all time. That's ridiculous, because there's all kinds of, go look up galley slaves and the salt mines and the things the female slaves went through. There's all kinds of really, really bad slavery. But if you're going to name the worst places, let's say you're a slave or a potential slave. You got captured in Africa. You got thrown on one of those godforsaken boats and stacked in there like sardines, and they're hauling you across the ocean, and you're going to be a slave in the Western Hemisphere somewhere. Probably the lowest place on your list is Haiti back in the day. It's because they were harvesting sugarcane there, and it was run by the French, and it was hot and miserable. It's particularly labor-intensive to harvest that sugarcane, and they just died in droves. So you're a slave, which sucks bad enough. You're not home anymore in Africa, and that sucks. Now you're the slave in the worst place in the Western Hemisphere. That sucks. And it sucks so bad for so long that eventually they have the biggest and one of, if not the only, successful slave revolts in the history of mankind, where the slaves rose up and they fought this years-long war against the French. I realize they had help and such like that. And boom, finally they win. Now, if you've ever looked into that slavery revolt, you should know that it's a real ugly affair. Horrible atrocities on both sides. People getting hung on meat hooks and stuff. It's really, 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 really bad. So it was a terrible, ugly affair. But at the end, woohoo, we're free, right? The slave drivers are gone. But it might be worse today than it was before. Haiti has never been able to get its act together. And look, I don't expect you to care about Haiti. I'm going to move on from here. But I'm reading this article here in the AP. They estimate now that 100% of Port-au-Prince in Haiti, 100%, is controlled by gangs. Wrap your mind about it, around how wild that is. Picture your area right now. I mean, it's like an apocalyptic movie. Picture your area right now, wherever you are. Whether you're in the mountains or in the cities, wherever you are, but picture your area. Now picture this. There is no real government who's running things. If somebody tripped and fell and they hurt their knee and you look across the street and you saw a cop, maybe you'd say, hey, cop, can you come help? I know you probably know first aid and stuff. Can you come help? There's a chance the cop would say, sorry, I'm not in charge around here. Go find one of the gangs. Imagine living in an area that's completely controlled by gangs. I don't even have any kind of a point to make with this whatsoever, other than the fact I think I've always thought this, that Haiti is cursed. I don't know why. I don't know the reasoning. I feel terrible for the people who live in that environment. If you ever read up on it and what they're going through today, it's just absolutely horrific. But I think it's cursed. Chris, do you believe in curses? Like cursed, like a cursed place like that? Kind of? Michael, do you believe in curses? I don't know how you could not. Keep in mind that some of these places, like Haiti could be beautiful. It could be a tourist destination. It could be heaven. Instead, it's one of the worst places on earth. Speaking of one of the worst places on earth, CNN hits a 9-year low in the ratings as Americans reject fake news. That's the headline from the post-millennial. I love the post-millennial, by the way. Okay. Why is this happening? Now, here's what you're tempted to say. And I'm tempted to say. Well, it's because they're left. It's because they're liberal. It's because they're kind of. NBC or MSNBC isn't hitting a 9-year low in the ratings. Why is CNN? Well, diversity is one of the words people love these days. They love that word diversity. And what does it mean in the modern era? Well, do you have enough black people hired here? Do we have enough gays? Do there have to be enough Muslims, enough Jews, enough women, enough Asians, enough blah, 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 all the stupid things that don't really matter as far as hiring people goes in performance. But diversity can be important if you're talking about diversity of thought. And this is what I mean. Chris is extremely helpful to me. Why? Not only does he do my training that I don't want to do and won't do anyways, Chris is a technical guy. I'm not a technical guy. What if Chris was like me? What if Michael was like me and they didn't know anything about technology? There would be nights you would tune into the Jesse Kelly Show or try to download it and it simply would not be available. That's reality. It didn't go out on the air. They didn't know. We couldn't figure out which buttons to press. I don't understand. If they were just like me, the show wouldn't go. Also, they're detail people. I am not. I am terrible at details. I talk about concepts. That's why I like to take 30,000 foot views of things. I don't comb through every single word in an article. Oh my gosh, kill me. We need somebody who's not like me working on the show. Why did CNN in particular, why have they taken such a brutal ratings hit? The reason is CNN never got a guy in there, not from a different political point of view. That's not what I'm talking about, because they wouldn't do that anyway. They're commie trash. They only hire commie trash. They never got a guy in there who shook them awake and said, yeah, I know. I'm left too. I'm a liberal too. Yeah, I hate Trump. Trump's the Antichrist. Okay, guys. But hey, this show still sucks. And the show needs to stop sucking now, or the host is fired and we're going to replace them. What happened was CNN simply became this anti-Trump hub where, and I know people who work there or have worked there, so I know this to be a fact. It was just one of those places where everyone inside the building, from the lowliest production assistant to the CEO and the hosts and everyone in between, they would show up every single day and they would work themselves up into this anti-Trump frenzy. And because Trump is so interesting and Trump draws so many eyeballs, you could, if you're at CNN, you can work yourself up into this, Trump's the Trump's Nazis. You could work yourself up into this lather and put on a crazy anti-Trump show every night. And then the only people you encounter when the camera turns off are people telling you, yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, we got Trump tonight. Woohoo! We took Trump down. But you never improved yourself. You never hired new interesting talent. You kept the same group of losers there. They still won't hire new interesting talent. You never worked on your shows. You never did anything at all that would draw more eyeballs. It's actually not because they're left. The truth is, it's because they didn't improve. And it's because they never got a guy who cared about business in the door. They never got that kind of diversity. That is the truth. Now, we have a player that he makes a lot of money. And he's always about the poor. But it doesn't look like he actually wants to be around the poor. What are we seeing here? And Nikki Haley made her presidential announcement. Well, she's going to. And so much more coming up on headlines I didn't get to. Before we get to that, make sure you are still practicing with your weapon. Practice, practice, practice. Remember, there are no good shooters and there are no bad shooters. There are trained shooters and there are untrained shooters. Oh my goodness, those Green Berets. I'd love to be able to shoot like that. Good. Train like them. Jesse, I don't know how. Really? They train with Mantis X. Talk to a Green Beret. Ask them. They train with Mantis X. They dry fire practice indoors in the comfort of their home. You can do this. Mantis X is available for you and the Green Berets. You can go to MantisX.com right now and get one and begin practicing in the comfort of your home without firing a shot, without driving to the range. You're going to get feedback. You're going to get better, and you're going to get better fast. Go to MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com, all right? Headlines and Nikki Haley next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment already of the Jesse Kelly Show. Time flies. Time flies. Seems like only yesterday Nikki Haley was the belle of the ball, and then she didn't listen to Jesse Kelly about the Chris Christie rule, and now Nikki Haley's going to run for president. She's not going to do anything because she forgot about the Chris Christie rule. The headline is South Carolina's Nikki Haley to launch her 2024 presidential campaign. This is news that nobody's surprised by. And people email in, they either A, don't understand why she's running, or B, they're yelling about her running. Okay, one, remember this. Always remember, this is maybe the most important lesson ever. Always listen to what the Oracle says. All right, what, Chris? Always listen to what the Oracle tells you. If you listened to what the Oracle was saying back then, you would have known what was coming, and you would have known it was going to fail, because here's what happened. Trump gets elected. Trump starts handing out favors to other people. He hands out a favor to Nikki Haley and makes her ambassador to the UN. That's a big favor to Nikki Haley. She was done in politics, and that brings her into the spotlight. Well, Americans hate the UN because, I mean, frankly, screw the UN, right? We don't like the UN. Nikki Haley goes there with the Trump foreign policy of also screw the UN. So Nikki Haley spends her time giving the double middle fingers to the United Nations. You loved that. I loved that. But I told everybody, she's actually in a really bad spot. And everyone said, what? You're crazy. Look how popular she is. I said, no, she's popular now. As the second she quits, the second she stops being UN ambassador, she'll be forgotten. She won't be hot anymore. And then by the time she runs for president, as she clearly wanted to do, she was always auditioning for that job, she'd be such an also-ran that it would just be an annoyance. Fast forward to today, Nikki Haley's going to run for president. She's going to get 3% of the vote in every state where she goes. And they're going to be shocked about this. But the Chris Christie rule states, you never, ever, 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 quote, wait your turn. You never wait around. Not in politics, baby. When you're hot one day, that don't mean you're going to be hot the next day. You're only hot for so long. And when you're hot, you run, no matter what. But it's not my turn, but he's in the way, but nothing. When you're hot, you get in. Because you don't even remember the days when Chris Christie was the hottest thing around. Elected governor of New Jersey. Look at this guy getting tax cuts done. Woohoo! Run, Chris! And Chris said, no. No, it's not my time. I'm going to wait my turn. He was going to wait his turn. No, I'm going to do another run at governor of New Jersey. I'm going to wait my turn. Soon he gets caught wallowing on the beach in New Jersey. Couple little brief scandals, not even anything that major. Now, when I say Chris Christie, he's a punchline. You snicker because you don't stay hot forever. Nikki Haley has no chance. She will run. It will be good for her brand. She'll probably sell a book. She doesn't have any kind of a good book like the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is available at jessekellybook.com. She doesn't have anything like that, but she'll probably sell a book. She'll be a bigger name by the time this whole thing's over, but it's really nothing you need to worry about at all. Look, she knows she's going to lose too. This is not news. She can read polls. She probably has a couple sets of Giza dream sheets, and she knows at the end of every day in her useless campaign, she's going to go home. She's going to crawl into the most comfortable sheets in the history of mankind, and she's going to have a good night's sleep. 3% in the polls or 93% in the polls. She's probably going to be sleeping like a baby because she took advantage of the lowest price ever on Giza Dream Sheets, where she can get them as low as $29.98. But this isn't exclusive to Nikki Haley and other presidential candidates who have no chance of winning. You can actually get this too. At MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse. You get the lowest price ever on Giza Dream Sheets. And since it's the lowest price ever, you better get yourself a couple sets, huh? MyPillow.com. Promo code Jesse. All right. Without further ado, let's do headlines.
And now...
here's a headline.
By the go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Woke NBA superstar Steph Curry wants to block low-income housing in his neighborhood. Well, yeah. Steph Curry and his dirtball family, they hate the country. America sucks and all that, of course. And they want to burn it all to ash, but not his neighborhood. No. He's one of the rulers. No. His neighborhood should be fine. You, peasant, you with your guns, you're a racist piece of trash who should have your way of living completely destroyed. But his $30 million mansion? No. We can't have somebody pooping in the shrubs. Engineer laid off from Google while on a 3-month mental health break feels firing was a personal attack. Sometimes, as a fun experiment, I like to put myself in these stories with my father. I would love to tell my dad that I'm taking a break from work And he would say, a break? What? Like a vacation? No, Dad, I need a longer break. How long? 3 months. Okay, are you dying or something? No, Dad, I need a mental health break. I like to picture what he would say and or do to me if I ever told my father that I was taking off of work for 3 months for my mental health. Justice Department finds no classified documents in Biden's beach home. I love how the headlines have gone from, whoa, we found docs here, to, whoa, documents there, and whoa, documents there. And now we're all the way to, hey, guys, good news. We didn't find them in this house. The COVID pandemic drives Pfizer's 2022 revenue to a record $100 billion. Operation Warp Speed, boy. What a scam. U.S. watchdog identifies $5.4 billion in potentially fraudulent COVID-19 loans. I've got news for you. The number's a lot bigger than $5.4 billion. When the federal government decides they're going to get together and write gigantic checks to people and then eventually tell them you don't have to pay it back. Oh, don't worry. We're going to organize it. Of course there's going to be fraud and abuse. So many people got rich off this whole scam. Not you, of course. No, not you, but so many people did. Oversight panel to hold first hearing on wasteful pandemic-era spending. Oh, good. A hearing. And the best part is, it's the Republicans leading it. The Republicans who passed Operation Warp Speed. The Republicans who passed trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill after trillion-dollar bill under COVID for COVID reasons, right? Well, we got to send out the stimmy checks. Got to do this, got to do that. Now they're going to have hearings on wasteful spending. Oh, good, guys. Sure. Sure, I have total confidence in you. U.S. and Netherlands strike a deal on blocking chip exports to China. Take that, China. You think you're going to get our Doritos? You think you're going to get our Ruffles? You think you're going to get our Lays? Not here, baby. These colors
don't
run.
You know, freedom is not free.
Now, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.